Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
Humans have been consuming meals outside the home for centuries. But the restaurant? That was invented right after the French Revolution, thanks to the guillotine. Quite a few French nobles lost their heads around 1789. That left their private chefs unemployed. Some of those opened their own dining places with innovations like uniformed waiters, printed menus, individual tables, reservations, itemized bills. The idea caught on. In the U.S. alone, dining out is now a trillion-dollar industry. It employs 15 million people. They are not happy these days. COVID-19 has closed about a third of America's restaurants, crippled the rest. 100,000 jobs have been lost. Wages and tips are down by half. Many eateries have tried outdoor seating, but it's getting a little cold for that. Besides, you have to take off your mask to eat and drink, and right now that's dangerous. Four times more dangerous than in the next most risky place, the gym. That's why some states and towns have put limits on restaurant hours and capacity. That'll save lives until vaccines are available, but a third of current restaurant owners say they won't be in business by then. It's not too late to save them. There's a bill in Congress to establish a $120 billion restaurant restoration fund. It would help with rent and salaries until it's safe to dine out again. Sure, other industries need rescuing too, but this one employs a disproportionate number of minority, low-income, and entry-level workers, the people hurting the most. Here's another idea. Many restaurants are staying alive, barely, by selling takeout meals. Sure, those can cost more than cooking at home, but sometimes the family chef needs a break. And spending more now will ensure that restaurants will be there for us when we need them again. We've been through this before. During the Depression of the 1930s, restaurants got clobbered. But many adapted, with low-price menus, cafeteria-style service, all-you-can-eat buffets. The industry survived. It will this time, too. Because it's not just about food. Restaurants are where we gather to do business, meet friends, dress up, celebrate, impress a date, hatch big plans. They make things special. We don't want to lose these depots of civilization, these dens of conviviality. So, let's do takeout tonight, okay? I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.